You're listening to Roots of Rock, podcast edition.
Hey, everybody. Sean Tompkins here with a quick Roots of Rock update. I am on the road for most of the summer, as I mentioned on the last jam session. I just got back from a sweet camping trip in the interior of BC out in Western Canada, which is a beautiful area of the country. I highly recommend that you check it out if you haven't before. And now I'm back to work, back in Medicine Hat, which is in the eastern portion of Western Canada. It's a big country, what can I say? Southeastern Alberta, to be exact, and we are nearing the end of a radio station build, which involves a lot of hands-on work, which is why I'm pretty much living here for the rest of the summer. Home on the weekends and on the road during the week kind of thing. So I'm getting a little sick of road food, little sick of staying in hotels, but it's all good. I work at a rock station, and so we get to listen to rock and roll music all day while we work, and we get to build a radio station, so there could be worse things in life, right? We're getting pretty close to the end as well, and it's nice to be able to sit back and kind of see your work completed and flick a big switch in a couple of weeks and see the station go to air. But as far as Roots of Rock goes, my research over the last couple of weeks has involved drinking beer by the fire at night and some very intense old-school guitar playing on my songs. Really cool, actually. La Bamba, Ritchie Valens, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, The Blues. And you know, speaking of Chuck Berry, I got his autobiography from the library at the summer. And I know, libraries aren't very rock and roll, but you know what? They're a wealth of information. And I'm not ashamed to admit I go there. $12 for all the information in the world? How can you go wrong with that? Anyway, the autobiography is really cool. There's all kinds of great stuff in there. He has a couple of chapters actually dedicated just to a breakdown of all the songs that he, all his hits anyway, at least, of the songs that he's written, where they came from, who they were about, how he came about the music, the lyrics, the melody, just everything. He breaks it down, and it's really cool. I'm getting some really good stuff for the upcoming season of Roots of Rock, so stay tuned for that. And you know what? You know the band Greta Van Fleet? They're coming to a city near where I live, Calgary, in September, so I'm going to try to check them out. I'm really digging their stuff. They clearly have been influenced by some of the Roots of Rock, the blues, and Zeppelin in particular. They really wear that influence on their sleeves. And you can almost say that they're really writing the best songs that Zeppelin never wrote. You know, they really sound just like Zeppelin, and it's kind of uncanny how close they are to the band. And when you close your eyes, if you didn't know better, you would think it's Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, John Bonham, John Paul Jones. It sounds like them. I mean, it's pretty incredible. Anyway, they're super talented. They write great tunes, and I'm looking forward to trying to get tickets to go see them. So if you get a chance, I suggest you check it out. Hit me up, too, at Roots of Rock on Twitter or rootsofrock@rci.rogers.com. Tell me about the shows you're seeing, or maybe you're in a band. Maybe you're playing stuff. Send us some links to videos. Send us your songs. We'll put them on the podcast. You know, we want to interact with you guys, so hit us up. Anyway, this is just kind of a quick little hit, little update about what's going on in my world so you wouldn't forget about me. Lots of cool stuff coming up in the fall, so stay tuned, stay subscribed, and rock and roll!